Yes, sir, Humphrey.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Sorry I couldn't get off, but John Connolly's talking to me. He'd had a call, and he'd talked to all the governors in that area of the country, and we really got a wolf problem. We really got serious ones, and I just couldn't get him to quit talking. He's run them down one by one, and he's through now, though.
Oh, that's fine. I just came down to cast a vote. We've been having a rough tussle here with the poverty bill all day.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
We damn near lost a very good one here.
Yeah, they told me about it.
But we got her back, and we got in that section that you wanted on the loan.
Yeah.
So I think we're in good shape. I just want to tell you to follow up. I did get a hold of Reuther. The matter that you called to me and mentioned to me about that local, that's nothing. That's a hothead. And he's the same fellow that tried something up at the convention in Atlantic City. Doesn't mean anything at all, and what's more, Walter's got in touch with David Lawrence. Secondly, I've asked Walter to contact the key leaders in the civil rights groups, and quietly, unobtrusively, I'm going to meet with them. And so is the way they'll do it. They will extend an invitation to me to meet with them. And we'll have Luther King and all of them in. But it'll be done without any fanfare, and most likely up in New York.
Wonderful.
And I told him it was urgent, and we're going to try to do it next week early.
Sure ought to do that, Hubert. If those states are not seated, none of them will come.
Yeah.
And now, they have the governor of New Hampshire putting out a statement today that I've got to take Bobby in order to carry the North.
Uh-huh.
They've got this fellow up in Pennsylvania putting out a statement. He's got 100,000 people this. Now, I think that I will probably, in the next two or three days, some of the leaders tell me I should do it, but I don't think I can afford to wait to get to that convention and see what happens. I think I've got to call him in and tell him that how I feel, and that may break it wide open right there. Then everybody's going to have to be prepared to move heaven and earth. Because this is going on. He went out to see Daley last night. Daley had every political leader there. He tried to get Daley to go with him. Daley didn't. But they say Daley would prefer him. Daley told me he'd go for whoever I wanted to go. But the reports are not good, and my feeling is I might have got to put a stop to it, or at least to tell him that I'm not going to. I want to mislead him by thinking and let him think I'm going to be for him, or that he'd be acceptable and let him get all his campaign started when I've asked him not to.
Yeah. Well, I met with a large group of business people up in New York last night.
Yeah, I had good reports on it. I had Bobby Lehman told me about it this afternoon, and Bob Anderson. I had several at lunch today, and they liked you.
Well, they told good me meeting. That one of the things that's holding back a number of these people.
They just won't. They will not say until I tell them who's on the ticket.
Yeah, that's right.
John Loeb is my lunch today. I had 300 businessmen, the biggest businessman in the country. He was my lunch, but he wouldn't say who was for until I said, and none of them will be for us. You'd be surprised at this. You've got some opposition in the South. Good deal. They want somebody that they've heard of. That's who they want. Somebody that can't help it. They just take the position. Anything hurts you. Well, I'm afraid we're not going to carry any of those states anyway. I'm just really worried about it. But they, not one single governor. Now, he talked to Florida. He talked to Louisiana. He talked to Alabama. He talked to Mississippi. He talked to Arkansas, he talked to Russell in South Carolina, he talked to North Carolina, he talked to Harrison in Virginia, he talked to Kentucky, he talked to Oklahoma, and not a single one, not one, that say they'll vote for the ticket if this man's on it, and most of them say they won't come to convention.
Yeah.
That's just unbelievable. Yeah. And none of them just say that they won't be for you, or McCarthy, or Stevenson. They just say, well, can we get somebody that's not known? What about Dick Hughes, or what about somebody else? But they don't go that far. But with this, they do go that far. And John Dalton, Missouri, says, hell, we won't go at all. We're going to lose Missouri. We just can't take this ticket. And that's what they say.
Yeah.
And it's not any personal hatred on my part. I want to do what's best for the party.
One other thing I wanted to mention to you, when I talked with Kenny about the Mississippi situation, that letter he was talking about, that you send down that convention.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Don't you think you ought to have that sent?
Well, I haven't thought about it. I thought that we'd try to get them to... Otherwise, do you think so? I haven't read it.
It's a very easy letter. It's very, very, very soft tone and just simply more or less says that we'd like to...
Why don't you talk to Eastland Stennis about it and ask him what we can do? If they can't give us assurance, it's going to be Lawyer Watterson's letter, I guess.
I think it's good protection. It's a very friendly letter. It's not at all belligerent. It merely states the resolution of the National Committee and urges that the state convention give this consideration. I talked to Kenny today. I talked to him yesterday about it.
Where is he today? He
hasn't met John Bailey.
He is with John Bailey?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen him all day.
Mm-hmm. I talked to him about an hour ago. Mm-hmm. Just about 2 minutes. He just called about wondering what I'd heard anything more about this Mississippi situation. I haven't heard anything more from Jim. I'll touch him up again tonight to find out.
When are you going to pass Poverty?
We'll pass it tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got to go to Valley Forge, and I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.